Here we are. Hello, everybody. We haven't obviously been around for about 7 weeks. Actually, when we said this originally, we hadn't been around for about 6 weeks. But somehow we managed to fuck up the first 20 minutes of the recording that we did just over a week ago. I'm not entirely sure if it was me or whether it was the machine. Because I knew immediately there was a problem. I remember saying...
We'll give you that.
Yeah. So what you're going to get on this first podcast back since the one we did before Easter is it's really, really terrible sound for the first quarter of an hour or so. Then we're going to go off for a break, and then we're going to go back in time for a week from when we actually recorded the last bit of it. So
just will it be like a Scooby-Doo episode? Back in time. Woo.
It will, yeah. Yeah. So
how exciting.
Yeah. Just like that.
Ooh, Reggie.
Yeah. So it probably sounds, you know, shocking at the moment, this audio, but you've only got to put up with it for about 15 minutes. What we're going to do is, well, what we say we're going to do is we're going to basically recap what we talked about in the first 20 minutes that we've lost. But sadly, because of our combined age of about 155, we can't actually remember what we talked about because it was probably a load of shit, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
It was so good. It was brilliant.
At some point, for instance, we talked about Harry and Meghan, but we can't talk about Harry and Meghan because we might say, and then come back in part two and we talk about Harry and Meghan, so we don't know, do we? So what have you been doing since? I think we might have talked about what was on the telly as usual, but maybe not. Stuart, what have you been doing since we were last here?
You can't
include where you've just come back from because that's going in the next one.
Oh right, okay. Can't
do you know what I mean? Well, that buggers the whole time.
Yeah, okay, that will be because that's for next week.
Space time continuum goes west.
Oh, blimey, yeah. I never understood Back to the Future anyway, really, in the space-time continuum, so I was never really just...
massive sniff there.
Shut up. So, I've been getting on with stuff. Been getting on with... When was I? I was in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. What goes on out there, apart from you lounging around in a house? Do you just go on a big holiday?
No, I actually go there to work as well. I have obviously the cricket business and obviously the animation up in Johannesburg. Took a plane to Johannesburg to go and see the production company about Seven Hills. So, yeah, no, it was quite good.
Oh, yeah, congratulations as well on the animation.
I'm going to be doing even more travelling over the next few months. Got to go to Toulouse. For festival, I've just got to wing myself off to Cannes for a week.
What a blow.
In September or October. And then, actually, quite handily, the yearly Africa Animation Festival is actually in Cape Town this year.
That's
all the excuse I need to make a trip there in August. Yeah. And then there's possibly the San Diego. It's a big step down the road, which is very good. So, still keeping...
So what does it actually mean?
It means that the production, like, you care.
Yeah, I want you to talk about it so that we know exactly.
So we've got like a clock and we're just like ticking down. Okay, that's 7 minutes done. That's fine. It basically means the production company is in place. They want to make it. All the stuff is ready. We've got me and Rebecca who will write it. And we've got all the characters. And then basically we just need to go out and they need to go and sort of get the big company behind it, essentially with the big bucks.
Yeah.
So they, because to make, essentially, we're making 24 episodes of 11 minute shows. So 24 in the first series, and that's gonna cost about £4 to £5 million. So animation is so expensive.
Even done on a computer, it's expensive.
AI changes quite a lot of it. But it's still heinously expensive. So yeah, so you've got to get various ways of getting that finance, and obviously, you're looking for a big company, a BBC, a Netflix, an Amazon, a Disney, to put in sort of 50%, and then off the back of that, get a bit of funding from the government, a bit of funding from South African government, and then you get some private investment as well. So obviously, if the two of you want to invest your well-earned millions,
I've got a couple of months to buy.
Into my lavish vanity project, someone once called it.
When you say someone,
I was, and that person was swiftly told to fuck off. So yeah, no, but it has gone well. Yeah, it has gone well. It's been a big tick in the box. So that's been quite good.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing it, if only because we're all fucking bored about how long it's taken to get to this point.
Oh, it's fucking it's been long. But then I suppose. Yeah, the chance of actually getting something on the television is akin to getting your sort of like your song in the pop chart, really.
Yeah, it's very difficult. So
it is.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been spending the last sort of 6 weeks getting more and more miserable about Tottenham Hotspur as we've been slowly, surely sinking down the league. But it's all right because in just over a week's time we're in the UEFA Cup final, and I'm fairly hopeful about that. You never know. We might do all right. What do you reckon, Stu?
I think I might go back in time and put some money on it at the bookies.
Do you think so? I think I should go and put
some money. Then you can invest. Then the money you make, you can invest, clearly.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, that's very true. What a good idea. I might do that. I've got a good feeling about it this time, because Manchester United...
I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right.
I mean, you've been saying...
there's one worse team out there.
Yeah.
And there's one worse team who are actually worse than Tottenham.
Yeah.
And you might be all right. You just happen to be playing them, so you might be all right.
Yeah, well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and then the whole of the football season can piss off and we can enjoy
piss it. Piss off, because it's been a disaster.
I remember you both saying the same last year as well.
Yeah, we say that at the end of
it. I've been saying this for... you've probably been longer. I actually worked out that I've actually been supporting West Ham for 50 years now. Well, so when I was a little boy...
It would have been longer, yeah.
It would be longer for you, but for me, the other day, literally, it was 50 years. It's a 50-year anniversary. And that's why.
I just supported Liverpool.
Why did you pick West Ham to support?
I supported West Ham because I won something in a raffle. I won a program or a rosette or something like that in a raffle. And my dad said they just won the FA Cup. So I wasn't a glory hunter because I didn't really understand football in those days. But I won something and they just won the FA Cup. One of my best friends at the time supported them, and my dad said that, oh, they've got Trevor Brooking, and he's really brilliant. So my dad sort of, said, that's a pretty good team to pick, because my dad wasn't massively into football.
Yeah.
He liked rugger and hockey. But he didn't mind football, so he said, yeah, that's quite a good pick. So basically, I thought, yeah, that's pretty good, and what a great decision that has proved to be over the years. Hey.
Well, I'm off for the FA Cup final on Saturday.
Again.
Oh, really? You're going again? I reckon Man City are probably going to win this time round. I mean, Palace have had a really good... I think so, yeah. Palace have had a really good season, but Man City...
Might be, I don't know, I can see something about handball or something in my future.
Really?
Some controversy somewhere down the line, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I just sense it.
Yeah,
I just sense it. Well, you can get your cup final tickets next year if it doesn't go well, just in case. Well,
that's the thing about being a Man City fan. You know there is always next year. But you're not a Man City fan anyway, are you? You just, cajoled into
definition.
I go along for the ride. I think maybe this might be my last year, judging on how annoying I clearly am to people I go with.
Do they possibly sit there and just look at you and like, what the fuck are you talking about, mum?
Yes, strangely. When it's shotgun, not sit next to mum, it's a bit of a sign.
If you better not come out with the phrase, it's only a game. It's the worst thing anyone could ever say.
Yeah.
As you're getting out of your seats to go home after you've lost.
Yeah. But so anyway, who knows? Who knows how it's going to go?
Yes, exactly. Who knows?
We don't know.
Yeah, so fantastic.
Did you have a nice Easter, Loney?
I did, because we had AJ's 60th birthday.
Oh,
and so we had had lots of visitors and
we
people.
We did.
And yeah, we
is,
had.
Is he really 60? I can't believe it.
He really is 60. We had really? A good time.
But he looks 70, out as he long looks 70 as he but he is 60.
Oi. But yeah, no, so it's really good. Tiring, but great. Yeah, it's lovely to have.
Yeah, you had quite a long weekend America. Of it all, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a full-on weekend with his mum and the Swedes and Americans. We had friends from Kentucky and Denver. And yeah, so it was really good. We had a great time. Yeah, lovely.
Good. Well, we've got, I believe that in part two of this podcast, we've got a special guest star this week.
We did have a special guest. We were very privileged to have this special guest star who is clearly not available to help us with the recap.
No.
Because I've sent her back to work.
Don't say why, but...
Obviously. Just get back, woman. Get back to work. Yeah. Get back earning money.
So
I'm going to throw some... I'm going to throw something in now because you probably do talk television. Your Friends and Neighbours, it's on Apple. Right. It is brilliant.
Is it?
It is so good.
I need something new to watch.
Loney, I give you a stew guarantee that you will absolutely love it. And it'll be way better than the normal shit you watch. It's got John Hamm, who is the bloke from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays a hedge funder who gets brutally sacked and his whole world sort of collapses. He's got the huge hedge fund lifestyle in Connecticut. Wife leaves him and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And basically he starts stealing various things to fund his lifestyle that people don't realise he's lost his job. So he keeps stealing like watches and piles of money from these ridiculously wealthy people. But if you like cars and houses and goods and the vacuous lifestyle that comes with it, it's a great program. It's very funny.
What's it called again?
It's called Your Friends and Neighbours. It's on Apple.
Right. Okay.
Have you been watching Mobland?
I haven't started. I'm actually potentially starting tonight.
Is that what channel is that on?
No, it's on Paramount Plus.
On Paramount Plus, is it? Does that come... Has that got something to do with Amazon? I keep seeing it crop up on Amazon Prime.
We just get it as... We get it on the Sky thing as part of the whole package.
Right.
But, yeah, we're starting that tonight. And what did we finish the other day? This City Is Ours.
Oh, that's on BBC.
That was all right. All right. That was on the iPlayer. Yeah, that was on the
iPlayer. We're halfway through that. That's
are
good.
You? Okay, mm-hmm. About the Liverpool drug trade. Yeah, that was quite good.
Good.
Yeah,
finish that.
Hmm.
Always
we might be talking about this in our next bit, though, man.
What you did talk about, the fact that you've been enjoying the triple bill of Supercar, Fireball XL5.
That's and very Captain true, Scarlet. Actually. Yeah.
And the one guest that we have and the permanent guest we have slightly derided you for being a little bit on the sad side.
Yeah, which I wasn't very happy about.
I was glad that was the bit that we'd lost, and I can't believe that you're bringing it back to this bit.
Well, everyone should watch it. Remember. Channel 82, stick it on, series record, lovely stuff.
Right.
So I think, Stuart, we should go off for a quick break. The break will be, I don't know what the break will be. It's like minus 10 days, isn't it, or something like that. So we'll go off for a break, and then we'll be back. And we've got a special guest when we come back. And, and everything will be hunky-dory again.
Hunky-dory, and it'll be seamless.
Yeah, you'll never know. You'll never know.
Absolutely seamless. And if you don't think it's seamless and you think it's shit, we'll see you in about a week's time, and we promise we'll get it right.
Yeah, we'll get the whole thing done. So we'll see you in a couple of minutes then.
So we're back. So that was a good... I've managed to mend your laptop at the same time. That's good. So it's lucky I'm here. And what are we going to talk about here? What's written in your book of doom?
Well, it's a very important subject for the country, and that is the feud within the House of Beckham.
Fuck me. Right. Okay.
Well, something is definitely going on.
Something is definitely afoot.
The fact he hasn't been, they haven't been to any of the numerous parties.
When you
parties.
Say, what do you mean they haven't been?
The oldest son, Brooklyn, and his wife, Nicola.
Right.
Haven't been to any of the Beckham celebrations for his 50th.
Wasn't that because... Who's the next one down? Romeo or Cruz? Romeo. Isn't Romeo going out with Brooklyn's ex?
I think it might be Cruz.
No, but she wasn't at some of those events and they still didn't go.
But maybe he's fallen out. Maybe he's fallen out.
And the theory is that they didn't actually go out together.
I mean, can you imagine if, I don't know, I can't remember the last time I saw Stuart's wife, but if Stuart got divorced, for instance,
hey.
And then 3 years later, his brother, David, started going out with his ex-wife.
That would never happen.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows? We don't know these people well enough. Let's say that happened. I don't think Stuart would be best pleased, would you?
But it's different if you're married to someone than if you just had a casual thing when you're 18.
Yeah.
Is that all it was? Just a bit of a casual thing? Right.
It's not like they were married or engaged or anything.
No. You'd sort of laugh it off, wouldn't you? I mean...
Would you laugh it off? No.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't like they had a big relationship. Like you say, he was probably so young.
I think it might be slightly odd.
I think there's definitely something more to it, but I don't quite know what it is. But I don't think it is about an ex-girlfriend. I reckon that's just the excuse. Maybe she just doesn't like them. Maybe she just doesn't like the Beckhams. Maybe they're not
what
very
I'm
nice
gonna
people.
What I'm
going to
do now is just... I'm just going to stop everything for a minute and ask Jacqueline if she could just pull the bench in slightly so you're a bit closer. OK, that's it. Perfect. OK. That's more like it. Yeah, you're just going to get... It looks like I'm being a real fuss pot.
But you are.
If we can't hear you, that's not going to be any good. Mind you, you'll probably find it will come out fine anyway.
It probably will.
Yeah.
But it is a shame, isn't it, when you've got a family member that's has... No, I suppose what you do, you have to take the side of the one you're married, I guess. But then he must know what his family's like. It must be hard.
But not to attend one event for a 50th birthday.
There's
when
about
they're
four
so,
or five of them,
and
wasn't
they're there? So, it's so public as well. Mm. So that's what I think is. They must feel quite embarrassed and sad about it, I think.
Yeah, you would be. You'd be devastated.
Well, they play the big family unity card, and their family's everything, and it's always splashed over social media. And then, of course, one of them is not there and continually not there. It's quite obvious, isn't it, that there may be a rift. Or, you know, is she a wrong'un? Is Nicola a total wrong'un?
Who knows? Who knows?
But she's obviously Meghan. But she's obviously very privileged, isn't she, and very rich.
The influence these women have over boys.
That's true.
And she's obviously living off their parents' income, both of them, must be.
Mm. Yeah.
Her father is one of the most, very powerful men in the US.
Mm. Yeah. I'm just flicking through this terrible newspaper I found on the train. It's the London Standard. It's you have to pay for this one. And they had a thing about the Beckhams on it. And, I mean, this has been the worst bit of the podcast ever because I can't find it, so forget I ever said that. So...
Alex,
I just have to have a good look for that and see what it is. I think we'll go on the next break and I might bring it up again. But it did.
Apart from the bit where you asked her to move the chair in, that was fucking riveting. As it goes.
I know, yeah. But there you go. I think we need to keep it real, you see. So,
I think we do need to keep it real. Mr. Peltz is apparently meant to be the closest you could find to Logan Roy out of Succession.
Oh my God, really?
In terms of his personality and how just scary he is.
Is he a media mogul or something?
No, he's a hedge fund investor. So he runs a company that invests in big companies. He's more like an activist shareholder. So he takes big positions in companies and then gets seats on their board. So he's on the board of Unilever at the moment, for example.
Oh, right, okay.
Wow. So he's a very powerful
man. He's a big wig.
Yeah, he's very seriously really wealthy.
His wealth blows the Beckhams
out of the water. So maybe the Beckhams, their noses have been put out of joint because they want to be the big IAMs.
Well, supposedly they fell out first because she didn't wear a wedding dress designed by Victoria Beckham. And I think that's fair enough in a way. Why would you want to wear a dress if it wasn't your choice?
Yeah, exactly.
But she probably took it as an insult.
Mm.
And of course, you're probably only getting the Beckham spin on it. You're getting the Beckham side of the PR machine, which has been going for years, and they've been rolling along. And you know, the Peltzes probably can't even be bothered to play.
Yeah,
they don't need to play, do they?
No. It's sad, though, because they all seem to be quite close with Buster.
Oh, I couldn't give a toss, could you? Really? I really couldn't give a flying fuck what goes on with the Beckhams household. I look at them and I just think, what a bunch of vapid waste of bloody oxygen the whole lot of them are.
Say what you really think.
I can't. Honestly, I mean,
well, that's
it's got to a point.
Tickets to Inter
it's
Miami
got
now,
to a point
you?
Where you almost forget what a brilliant footballer he was, because he just looks like some 50-year-old bloke full of fillers and Botox now, poncing around with his ridiculous wife who can't smile. And
she's getting better at that. I think she's worked on it.
That's them. Anyway, yeah, they just irritate me. Thing
irritates
me.
We're never going to get into their box now after you've just gone on that little rant.
Got a box
you
somewhere.
Might get a letter, you know, suing you now because they're notoriously,
litigious.
Litigious.
But what can they sue me for? Because all I've said was he's a wanker.
Fair.
You know, and, you know, he probably is, isn't he? And he probably, you know, lots of people will come out and say, no, I've met him and he is. You know, I just find the whole thing just ridiculous. His kids, I find more ridiculous than him, really, because he had a specific. I mean, what's that? His bloody Brooklyn was doing those YouTube videos, wasn't he?
On his cooking.
Cooking with Brooklyn. And
that
he wasn't
was
even
bit,
doing
that
the cooking,
was
he? He had a bloke next to him doing all the cooking. I'm not
well,
entirely sure what
sauce.
He was doing. Oh,
did
he?
Oh, did he? He's created a sauce. I don't know how successful that is. I can't even remember
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like a chili sauce or something, isn't it? But he's used his dad's number, isn't he? Something 23.
But what was worse is when he went on that cooking, those kicking videos, and it was something like, I don't know, bangers and mash.
He made bacon sandwiches.
Bacon sandwich. That was it. It was something really basic. Yeah. You're thinking.
It's like
dear.
Bloody Megan's jam video, isn't it? Or whatever it was.
Don't get
that she
started on
that again. Don't get going. Jackie off the long run. Go on. Go on. She's going to be steaming in on the Megan subject again. Megan and the jam pot.
I mean, that whole programme was just ridiculous, wasn't
did
it?
You?
No, I didn't see it.
Could you watch it?
No,
I can't.
Could you
I
sit
can't
through
watch
it?
I can't
no.
watch it.
See, I wouldn't even turn it on,
no,
but you
I
would,
couldn't.
Wouldn't you?
I turned it on to watch clips and then turned it off quickly enough because it's just so cringing.
You know.
I physically cringe watching it. So I can't.
No. But how lovely did the Royals look at VE Day? I mean,
oh,
those
no.
celebrations and, oh, I just, I
Kate.
Kate,
she looks
oh,
so
outfit.
Nice.
When you say how lovely did they look, in what way do you mean?
Her smartly dressed.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
And her makeup.
She is very
just
attractive,
lovely.
Isn't she, I think?
She's not unattractive, yeah. No, she's not.
And, yeah. And the kids were sweet. And they're just lovely. I like them.
He's starting to look like a proper 1920s royal, isn't he now? You know, like the murdered Russian and George V. You know, he's got that look about him, hasn't he now? You know, where
what the upside down head?
Yeah, yeah, he's just got that look about somebody who's
I like Sophie and Edward as well. They seem very grounded. Well,
For God's sake,
I mean,
for a royal,
yeah.
for a bloke who goes between three
My
palaces.
Friend, I used to work with a girl who went to school with Sophie. Actually,
did you really?
Yeah.
Right.
When she got engaged, my friend at work said, "Let's ring the Sun. Let's see if I can sell my story." They didn't want to know.
Did they not?
She made me do the phone call.
Really?
They said, "Well, tell us something." I called.
You were like the mole.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything.
He's done a bit of a good PR job on himself, hasn't he, Prince Edward? Because he used to be a bit of a Burke, didn't he? Do you remember when he did that?
It's a knockout thing,
and he got really arsey with the interview,
didn't
he?
And then she got
set up,
didn't she? Like this sting, and she was taking money for PR things. So she had a bit of a scandal.
She got fake shake, didn't she?
Yeah, she got the fake shake.
Yeah, she got fake shake.
But that's why she was able to recover. And so she didn't sell her story.
No.
She didn't go on Oprah. No. She didn't write a book.
And she was the Queen's favourite, apparently.
Yeah, they were very close.
Very close, apparently. Queenie
she was very
loved
upset,
her.
Wasn't she?
Queenie loved her, apparently. Mm. So that's all right
well, she's
for
obviously
me.
Very nice.
But what are you thinking about Charles? He's not looking very well. And then when stupid Harry
I've heard
made
he's very
that...
sick.
Have you?
Mm. Really?
And where are we hearing this from, guest Jacqueline?
I'm not allowed to say my sources.
What? He doesn't look very well, though.
You don't say who your source is, but is it a worthwhile source? I mean, it's not like Charlie Pontoon or someone like that, is
no,
it? Down
some
the pub.
Reasonable sources.
Brenda Slagg, whatever
but
her name is.
But I don't know how they would necessarily know.
Right.
But they...
It's all falling into place now.
In a situation when they get access to information.
Right.
And they think that he's very sick.
Oh, yes. Really?
Actually, I am also aware of your source, and yes, I'd say credible.
Quite a credible source.
And the fact Harry made that stupid statement, idiot, which he shouldn't have said, idiot, but yeah, I don't think
he
could
be just saying
well,
that, like, as a matter of who knows how long any of us
well, I think
have
he was
got.
Definitely,
I don't think he did.
Yeah. I think he was definitely looking for sympathy, wasn't he? That whole interview was just, poor old me, I want a bit of sympathy. I don't know how long my father's even got, so he needs to get in touch.
I should have thought about that before he wrote stupid books.
But it's another big friend of this podcast and a huge fan of it. It's been another great week for Prince Andrew.
I'm
yet again.
Oh, I don't know what he's been up to.
Well, he hasn't, but obviously he's been brought into the limelight again with actually the very sad death.
Yeah.
Of course.
But we saw a video. I saw a video on TikTok.
Must be true then.
Showed an American guy who was close to Epstein, and he's quoted off the record, and he's been recorded, and he says something, yeah, we believed him, and then we found out that Prince Andrew was lying, and of course he's been shagging underage girls for years. And there's a video on TikTok with this guy saying
he was one of Epstein's. He was one of the kind of fixer bloke,
one
wasn't
of the fixers,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this has just resurfaced.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So
Prince
let's
Andrew.
Just make that clear that you heard somebody say that on TikTok. You're not saying it.
No.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we have got that clear
before anyone comes off of cars.
I'm not saying it because I don't want to be accused of anything.
Right. You just saw somebody say it on TikTok.
It. No, I actually saw it on TikTok, and he was an advisor to Epstein.
Yeah, he was filmed. He was
and he's
filmed.
Been filmed. He was filmed without his knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's posted all over the internet.
Yeah, basically fessed up about. I mean, it's like one of the worst unkept secrets. But obviously, you know, he liked him young. So I don't think that's any great secret.
I thought there was all this big rumour about he was gay back.
That was probably what I told you
years
ago.
Yeah, no, you did.
It was probably
wasn't that he was gay. It was that there was a big rumour that he was HIV positive.
That's right. Yeah.
That came from you.
Dan Evans, 1991 Adelaide Test match.
Oh, so
that was a known rumour in the public domain Dan told us.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and do you remember when he told us that? The only one he said they didn't have any dirt on at the time was Fergie.
Yeah.
He said she was squeaky clean. They knew about Diana. They knew about all Diana's lovers, and they had photographs of, you know, her being picked up at 4 o'clock in the morning by the cars, etc. They knew about Andrew. They knew about Charles and Camilla. They knew all this. And he said the only one they had no gossip on at the time was Fergie.
And then she got her toes
out. Oh, yeah.
That
soon changed about 6 months
Johnny
later.
Johnny Bryan, even I remember his name.
Yes. Yes. Wow. I remember someone.
Toe-sucking Texan.
I remember someone at Three Bridges Station dropping someone off to go to work, and he'd come on the radio and someone screaming at me, go and get that paper now. Yes, dear. So I was scrambling out the car to the news agents, going to buy the Daily Mirror and get it back. Oh, Lordy.
Crikey.
He just can't go any worse for him.
What was strange about that Virginia Giuffre girl is that it was the whole build up to it that she was in that road accident.
Yeah.
She said she'd been hit by a bus doing 70 miles an hour and she had 4 days to live or
something.
And
that proved to be fake, didn't it?
Yeah, and the driver said, well, it's just ridiculous. I was doing about 20 miles an hour and only clipped her. But she really did only have 4 days.
There was a minor incident, but that no one was injured as a result of it.
Yeah.
And so it sounded like it was a cry for help because she's estranged from her children and her husband is separated from her. And so, and her children don't talk to her, teenage children don't talk
right.
to her.
It's really
so
sad.
It sounded like she released that as a way to sort of get sympathy for them to contact her.
Yeah.
But it is sad, I suppose. She's obviously very troubled.
She's very troubled. Yeah, she's, I mean, of course, you know.
And she was being sued by someone she accused of being a fixer for Epstein. And this woman has said that she wasn't a fixer for him. And so she was worried also about losing all her money.
Right.
That she'd got from Prince Andrew. Yeah. Well, so that's how the connection, Prince Andrew.
See?
You're good.
Well, she's very good, isn't she?
Mail online, you see. It's great stuff.
No, that's
good. Just got to bring the story back to
you. This is what happens when you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you see. You get all this stuff. It just gleams in. But I think the thing about it now they're saying, of course, is that once her estate is settled, you should find out how much she got paid from the palace.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because her affair will have to be settled, and then obviously
will you know the exact amount or what she just got left?
Well, I imagine that forensically they'd have to go into it.
She lived in a massive beach house in Perth.
Yeah.
So she'd obviously spent some of it.
My phone's just popped up with this headline. How Nicola Peltz used the Meghan Markle handbook to get a famous family's son.
Oh. Well, that's the other theory, isn't it? That she's using it to sort of promote her own career to get acting. Because although the Peltzes are well known in the US and he's known in the business world, obviously the Beckhams are world famous. Oh. And so she then gets, fame by default, doesn't she? Mm. Mm. Maybe that's why.
Okay, yeah, because she was trying to do a bit of acting and
she's,
stuff.
She's been in a couple of films.
Wasn't she in Lolita or something?
Yeah, she's been in a couple of films, isn't she? Mm. I think. But they've obviously her
those
and Meghan.
Well-known films.
I was going to say.
Those, you know, obviously, the similarity of basically getting you hinged up to an absolute donut.
But maybe this is the new trait from powerful women. They estrange the men from their families so they can control them.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe that's what they do.
I think they do.
They just cut them off as coercive control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been a victim for years.
Have you?
I've
totally, yeah. It's all the hallmarks, honestly. It's,
right.
Yeah. Total hallmarks. So,
yeah, well, there you go. So, Stuart, are we going to go into another break at the moment or what? Or are we going to go into your quiz?
Yeah, why don't we just go straight into the quiz, shall
we? We could just go straight into the quiz. Okay. Have we got a good quiz?
Are you the quiz master?
I am the quiz master.
We have to have a slight break because our listeners have to go and get a pen and paper.
You do. Go and
so we're
going to
have a slight break now.
We are back in the room and it's time for the quiz. It's the bit you've all been waiting for. And my Lord, do we have a quiz today. The quiz is in honour of one of the great British citizens of our time.
Sportsman?
Possibly. Once upon a time, he was a sportsman who was 50 years old the other day.
It was Beckham again, is it?
So our quiz is on David Beckham. Oh. 20 questions on David Beckham.
Okay.
Don't look like that.
Well, I'm hoping that the majority are about football rather than his shoes.
Loney, you've been waiting for this.
Come on then.
So let's see how you go. Question number one. Where was David Beckham born?
Oh, I think I know this.
I'll give you a point for the city. I'll give you a bonus point if you are more specific. Where was David Beckham born? Question number two. When was his birthday?
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, it was the other day.
I know it was, but I don't know exactly when it was. It seemed to have been going on forever, didn't it? I'm going to guess.
With his vapid children, as you said.
Yeah. What do you call them?
Vapid.
It's in vaping. How do they vape?
Question number three. Which championship club did David Beckham go out to on loan when he was a youngster?
Oh. Can you give us a clue? Is it up north?
It may well be.
Right. I think it was. No giving away. I think it might have been. But I can't remember. Do you know this?
you can now realise just how much she cheats in our quizzes.
Why?
Well, you don't have to know all the answers.
Went on loan.
He went on loan to a club when he was a kid at Man United. They sent him out on loan. Question number four. What are David Beckham's middle names?
Has he got two then?
Do we get a point for each?
Point for each.
Okay. I'm just trying to think what his dad's name is. It's... Oh, God, it's very working class, isn't it? You know, like, I don't know.
Tony.
Yeah, Jackie.
That's the pair, that's Posh Spice's parents, Nicole, Tony and Jackie.
Maybe Tony and Jackie. But that question, I don't believe it is. But you can have an extra half a point for that. You can have your famous
Elona. I can get one, but half I can't a point. Get a...
Okay.
I know his dad is a massive man.
Yes, you're on the right track now.
One of them after something to do with...
Next question. Next question. Okay. Question number five. Which famous competition did David Beckham win as a youngster? He won a Soccer School's National Skills Award, named after an extraordinarily famous footballer, which may link back to question number four and his dad's obsession with Manchester United.
Okay.
Question number six. If you get this wrong, basically, you deserve to go to jail. Which Spice Girl did he marry?
Oh, my
goodness. Do you want the second name?
Oh, you just... Yes.
Oh, yeah, we can get...
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a bonus point for the full maiden name.
Yeah.
Question number seven. And what year were they married? Oh, that's got you twisted. That's got you going.
Ah, now, I think it's about there. Okay.
Me and Jackie got the same.
You're comparing answers. That's so outrageous.
We need to go on YouTube just to show the few listeners just how much that girl cheats.
She's appalling cheating. Stop looking at her answers.
You're such a cheat.
What's wrong with you?
Question number eight.
Eight. Okay.
Let's not push the guest star too far here. Question number eight. Who did David Beckham score his last-minute wonder goal in 2001 against? Arguably his most famous goal of all time. Which country did he score it against?
Oh, yeah.
Last minute, sending England through to the 2002 World Cup. Uber-duber free kick. Which nation
was it? A country we like or hate?
We like them,
I think. Generally. No more clues because they're bad enough not Germany, cheats then. Anyway.
Not Germany.
What did you just say?
No, nothing.
You said they were what? Cheats?
No, I said meant you two are bad enough cheats as it is.
That made me change my answer.
And that is absolutely correct. Question number nine. What year did David Beckham move from Manchester United to Real Madrid? What year
did he meet?
I remember the haircut. Yeah, I remember the he had that tie back yet. In his butt, and then Rebecca Lewis.
Oh,
that's the year.
Alleged.
That.
Okay. Question number 10: Who was the final club David Beckham played for?
Oh.
I actually like this quiz.
Question number 11. What was his home, David Beckham's first big house, better known as?
I went to his house in LA. I saw the post box.
What do you mean you went there?
Well, I saw the post box so and the driveway.
Was that on one
again.
Of those tours?
Yeah. No, right. No, we did our own one and we managed to work out and, yeah.
Now you're really quite worrying.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
Well, be careful.
Absolute genuine stalker.
If I could do it professionally, I really would love it.
You're a genuine stalker. What was the name of the film that he had his title based on?
What title?
He had there was a very famous film around that time with his name in the title.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, good. Hoorah. Question number 13. Why did he pick the number 23 number for his shirt at Real Madrid? He wasn't allowed to have the number 7 shirt because Raul already had it. So he had to pick another number. And why did he pick the number 23 shirt?
I didn't realise you had a choice in numbers.
If you're big and famous and a big star, you are, yeah.
But there's only 11 players. Why is there more than 11?
Because that's squad numbers.
And it's called replica shirt sales day.
Chelsea had a player who played for them last season, was wearing number 99. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, not really with Chelsea. Chelsea might generally have had 99 players. Okay. Question number 14. which Hollywood star threw a party for David Beckham in LA in 2007?
Which what, sorry?
Hollywood star threw a party for the Beckhams in LA in 2007. You two, you might as well just conjoin
sit
twins.
Next to each other. Stop comparing. You're just trying to beat me by using Jacqueline as
I don't
as
need
your...
anybody to help me beat you on this one.
Oh, she's very cocky.
Ooh. I really hope I'm right.
So confident, so cocky.
Is this Hollywood star at all?
No clues.
I think he's in England a lot at the moment, maybe.
Okay.
Question number 15. Which singer...
19, 20...
15.
How are you
on 15? How can you be on 20?
Can you be on 20?
Even I've got 15.
Maybe you haven't. Maybe you want to copy
it's
her when she writes the
it's
question
got confused
number down.
It says
well,
eggs, eggs, sausages, dog food.
Yeah. No, she won't be doing that. Which singer? Question 15. Which singer famously declared she was not having an affair with David Beckham?
Singer.
Oh, I know.
Which singer famously declared she wasn't having an affair? Oi! Stop it.
Oh!
I don't know this.
Oh, where's you? It's oh now because you've read the answer.
I'm going
to
guess.
I've got this. I did know that. I just needed a little reminder.
Question number 16. How many O levels or GCSEs has David Beckham got?
Doesn't matter, does it?
In a way, it doesn't, does it?
Doesn't really matter. Not we can kick a football like he could.
Did O levels exist when he was?
I'd say it's on the cusp.
On the cusp. He's 50, isn't he? So he's not a lot younger than Loney. Mm. Did you do O levels?
I'm not even going to answer you, Span.
She's in the CSE group.
Excuse me. I've got A levels.
I did a few CSEs.
Thank you very much. Moving on, before I get very offended.
Two parts to this question. Question number 17. When he was allegedly shagging Rebecca Lewes, who did she sell her story to and which TV show got the exclusive interview?
Oh.
So there's two news outlets, one a paper, one a show, who got the first two Rebecca Lewes exclusives. This is a good quiz, isn't it, though?
It is
good.
Quiz.
This is good.
Quiz.
This is good.
It's a good quiz.
Well, I'm trying to think of a really sort of grubby TV show.
Graham Norton.
I did think it may be him, but no, I don't think he's grubby enough.
No,
he's
way too young. Question number 18. Who was the Argentinian footballer who Beckham got sent off for lashing out at?
You won't know this one, will you, either of you? But I know
you're
it.
Not so cocky now.
Argentinian.
I'll give you a big clue. His son plays for him now.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. He does.
His son plays
I thought that was good Drink on the documentary Bellamy. When he said, yeah, he didn't actually touch me. When he did that kick, you mean, in the World Cup. Have you seen the Beckham documentary when that guy's interviewed and he's like, well, I'm not really sure he's
footballing. Well, he didn't, but it's just that they all
I can't remember his name, though.
Well, then you're not going to get a point.
You're not going to get a point then for that.
Question number 19, and I want the full description from all of you to get a point here.
Okay.
What did he call the staff regarding his lack of a knighthood?
What did he call what?
What did David Beckham allegedly call the staff regarding his lack of a knighthood?
I am surprised at that. Did he read?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did he call the royal staff
did he?
Regarding his lack of a knighthood?
I wonder why he hasn't got one, but anyway. Now that I've read the book, I'm not that bothered.
It's all about his tax affairs. It goes into tax a bit much. Question number 20, final question, is a yes or no answer. Is David Beckham a major league shagger? Yes or no?
You got one letter of litigation coming your way.
If you can find the son, we'll get that letter. Oh, wouldn't it be great publicity if the Beckhams actually sued us? We may get more
listeners. When you say us, it's your quiz.
That's brilliant, isn't it? I get the quiz and you just fucking run to the hills.
Do you mean allegedly?
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly. Are we going to go straight into the answers?
We're going the full honcho here. No, we're just saying he's here. Right, okay, question number one. What year was he born?
No, you no. didn't ask that. You said, where
I was
going
to do that as a trick question. Because clearly you can work 50 yeah. back.
I think he was born in Leighton in London.
I put London. I put sort of East London.
But... He was in Essex.
Leightonstone, London.
Leightonstone. Am I allowed half a point for Leighton?
You can have the alone awake half a point.
I'll get a point and a half
London,
then. But Leighton, London, you get a point.
London, you get a point. If you get Leightonstone, you get two.
So I'll get a point and a half.
I thought it was in Essex.
I'm in the lead.
I thought it was definitely Essex.
No, definitely London.
Yeah.
London.
Leightonstone, was
it? Leighton
Harry, Billericay. Came born in Leighton.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
What date is his birthday?
I put May 2nd, but I don't know.
7th.
Oh, was it?
5th of May, apparently.
Do you get half a point for May?
No.
I don't care.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Did you get it?
No. But I said April, 30th yeah, of April.
You can get it.
So you definitely don't get half a point for May.
Jackie, you can get it because you're basically, you're shagging the quizmaster. You can get it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right.
Yeah.
Question number three.
In all ways.
Steady. Mm-hmm. Question number three. Which Championship side did he go on loan with?
It wasn't Preston, was it?
It was Preston.
Yes, get in there. What have you put?
I put Manchester City.
I put Birmingham. I didn't have a clue.
I'm going to the FA Cup final on Saturday.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
God, I really hope Palace win, don't you? I mean, genuinely, I really want Palace to win.
And I'm going to see Peter Kay on Friday.
What a weekend for you.
Yeah, I've got a busy weekend.
Mm-hmm. What a weekend for you. We're in New York. What is David Beckham's middle name?
I think one of them is Joseph.
George.
After his grandfather.
Correct.
Is what?
His name is David Robert Joseph Beckham.
Oh.
And the Robert...
Oh,
I put
blimey.
Bobby. I put Bobby.
Well, no, but it is Robert. Oh. That's why, because his dad loved the person from... The
Bobby
answer to question number five. Which competition did
Bobby
he win as a young? He won the
Which
Bobby Charlton Soccer Schools.
See, I got Bobby and I've got Charlton.
You can have a half.
Okay.
Right?
What, for Bobby?
You can have a half for Bobby. Yeah, because that's who you named him after. Because his dad was a massive Man United fan and his hero was Bobby Charlton. Why didn't he just fucking call him Bobby then instead of Robert?
Yeah, that's
what I always thought.
Are you impressed with Joseph, though? That's pretty impressive.
No, that's just
it?
Stork Central.
Yeah.
Question number six. Which Spice Girl did he marry...
Victoria Adams.
He married Victoria Adams, also known as Posh Spice.
So how many points
do you get
in
two
that?
You get
I'll give you
Spice.
Two for Victoria Adams.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you a point for Posh, extra point for Victoria Adams. Question number seven, when did they get married?
It's either 1989 or 98.
I've got 98.
99.
I've got 99.
Well, the girls, you are correct.
Yes. Oh, no.
Put that in your pipe, son.
Still, I might be on the winner on the next one.
You might do. Who did he score his wonder goal against in the last minute in 2001?
I'm not really sure
Spain.
Of this one, matey pips.
That's
Spain.
Mildly racist.
Spain?
Greece.
Oh.
Greece.
Oh. I had Portugal first, and when you said about cheating, I crossed it out and put Argentina.
Oh, that was you. But well, similarly, you were wrong on both fronts.
Yeah, fair enough.
What year did he move to Real Madrid?
2009.
2001.
2000, I put.
2003, when it all started unveiling. Who was the final club David Beckham played for?
LA Galaxy.
LA.
Paris. I put Paris.
You are correct, Alone Away.
Did he?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, did he go there on loan?
Look
at
what she got. Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, get you.
It's just one point. You don't get two for Paris and Saint-Germain.
What was the name?
A sore loser over here, I fancy.
What was the name of his house dubbed as?
Beckenham Palace.
Correct. And the film, his name had his title in?
Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, I put Goldeneye.
That's a fucking Bond film, you dumb.
I know, you said his nickname. Where did he get his
that
nickname?
Golden Balls, not
no,
Goldeneye.
I know, but I thought she might have got
like a Golden Jack's Eye.
You can all fuck off.
Obviously getting very competitive here on Homer Potts Happy Hour.
Alona might be winning.
It's obviously getting quite close here. Right. Why did he pick the number 23 on his shirt at Real Madrid?
Number of caps?
Was it the date Brooklyn was born?
The age he met Victoria?
It was Michael Jordan's number at Chicago Bulls, and he was one of his heroes.
So. Wouldn't have got that.
Well, I would have done, even though I wrote
you read
it.
The book?
I've read
so
it all.
That's why.
I didn't finish it.
Well, anyway. I've seen the documentary.
And you set the questions.
Oh, so it's all right for me. Which Hollywood star threw a party for the Beckhams?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is correct. 15. Which singer famously declared she was not having an affair with David Beckham?
Catherine Jenkins.
She sings in Hayward's Heath in the park sometimes. Oh,
have you followed her as well?
I haven't stalked her, but I know that she sings in the park.
Is she your singing teacher?
No. My singing teacher's lovely. I'm sure Catherine Jenkins is as well.
She'd be a good... You'd think she'd be quite good giving singing lessons, wouldn't she? How many O-levels or GCSEs has he got?
None.
Correct.
Oh. At four.
Oh.
Question 17. When he was allegedly having sexual relations with Rebecca Lewes, who did she sell her story to and which TV show got the exclusive?
Was it Max Clifford?
News of the World.
News of the World is correct. And the first interview went to...
Breakfast.
Jonathan
Ross. I put GMTV.
Sky News.
Sky News.
I got both of them wrong.
You made it sound like you'll be a trashy.
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
I thought Max Clifford had some involvement with that.
He was her PR.
I think he was her PR,
wasn't he? So I get
half
point.
No, I fucking wouldn't.
No.
That is not a show.
No, the Max Clifford show.
Who did she sell it to? She sold her story to
Max Clifford show, I feel that would have been taken off the telly by now.
Okay.
Question number 18. Spag, you'll be coming back into this one here.
No, I'm a bit nervous now.
Who did he kick up against in the Argentina match? Dodgy old RG.
I can't remember.
Diego Simeone, was it?
Correct.
I don't even know who that is.
I wasn't expecting you to get that,
Jacqueline. I knew what he looked like.
What did Mr. Beckham call the staff regarding his lack of a knighthood? And I want you all to say it loud and clearly if you want your
point. See you next Tuesday in the plural.
Yeah.
He called them ungrateful...
Can't say it.
See,
don't say it.
I've got effing C's. So can I get a point?
Because I've loved you for so many
for
years.
C's.
Yes, you may.
I don't know why you're getting an extra point.
Have you
that,
got
really?
Ungrateful C's?
No, I've just got C's.
Right, so you get a point as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get two.
Hang on, why do you get two?
No, you said you're going to get two because you've got ungrateful.
No. I said, can I still have a point because I have got the C's?
And question number 20, the question we all want to know, yes or no, is David Beckham a major league shagger?
Allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly,
yes. Yes. Okay,
allegedly.
Let's just count.
Clearly,
we're having that. Right.
He's an absolute pork wiggler. Count them up. Tell us your totals. Let's see who's the victor today.
Oh, hang on.
Counting to nine's hard, is it?
You knock it off.
She's desperately searching for extra points.
Oh, no, you're adding up all those halves. Did you do fractions at school?
I'm not going to come and do this anymore if you're going to be that rude.
Oh, please come back. Please come back. We don't need you now. We've got Jacqueline.
I got 13 and a half.
Oh, so have I.
Oh,
I've
got
12. 13.5. Yeah.
Let me recount it.
I demand a recount.
Well, it's like the American election.
Fake.
It's all fake news.
13 and a half. I thought I would.
Well, congratulations, you two. You share the victors. Great effort, Jacqueline, for your first quiz.
I enjoyed that.
Great effort.
I thought your research for the questions was quite good there.
There you go, see. Yeah. It's amazing what you can do 15 minutes before I come and get you in the car.
Yeah, that's very true. So what we are going to do is wrap this up now. Because, you know, I found out, you know, I said to you, I'm not going to be able to send this to Alex easily. And then it just went. That's because you actually paid for an extra month of premium.
Well,
yeah.
If you pay peanuts, you get a monkey.
I've stopped it now because I was spending your money. I don't like doing that.
So
I don't know how we're going to send the bloody thing now because I stopped doing it. Yeah, you paid an extra month. It cost you £9.99 more than it should have done.
No wonder the bailiffs got called in.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was very nice. Thank you very much, Jackie, for I then said, let us use your office, and then realised that you're actually nothing to do with anyone, do you? You're just a friend. And
that's what she says, Gemma. I'm just a friend. We're just friends.
Yeah. And,
we've just been friends.
And we are back. We're back in about 10, 12 days' time, I think. Something like that. We've got another date down there. So, so we'll see you all. And the builder stopped all the noise for us, didn't they? So that was good.
That was nice of them.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, everyone. It's been a lot of fun. Thank
we'll
you, Jacqueline,
see you again.
For giving us your presence. But have you enjoyed it, Jacqueline?
It's been fun.
Good.
Really liked it? Scale of 1 to 10?
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Nice to
you. See you soon. Bye.
Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.